It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because he is the good news. It is not necessarily the news, because the news never stops.
Never.
And neither do we. Until 10 a.m. Okay.
Until 10 a.m.
Welcome our worldwide audience spanning the globe on our Hank Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments section. Happy birthday, Doris. So Alec Baldwin freaked out yesterday on a Trump impersonator.
No.
Yeah, this guy in a Trump mask on the streets of New York City walked up to him and started giving him a hard time. And Alec didn't respond so well, as he has not had the best temper in the past.
Alec, it's your favorite president. Look, I will offer you a total pardon, because I want to be friends, right? I want to be friends. Sure.
No, look at me. I want you to look me in the
sure,
eye.
Sure.
You got a camera on me here?
The ring. No, it's the ring.
Be real careful.
Okay.
I break your neck, brother, so you know that, don't you?
Okay.
Said he'd break his neck right here and there.
How old is Alec?
He did not get physical or anything like that, and the guy backed away, but I guess let that be a lesson to all Trump impersonators out there to stay away from Alec Baldwin.
Ken Buckner.
Okay, all right. We will tell our Trump impersonator on this show, stay away.
So Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston parted ways 20 long years ago, but that love could continue on the silver screen. Rumor has it the Golden Boy has been trying to get his ex-wife to co-star in a movie for years, but she didn't want to get involved with all that Angelina Jolie drama. Now they're finally divorced, and he thinks it could be working out to be box office gold. And even better, Jimmy Kimmel is helping out with the script.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Hilarity.
Okay.
Will absolutely ensue.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be so fun.
Say what you will. Jimmy Kimmel always gets laughs from himself.
Mm.
So that's, oh, my gosh. Speaking of NBC, Lester Holtz announced yesterday. I don't know why people seem so shocked about this. But I guess it came out of nowhere.
He's
stepping down as anchor of the NBC Nightly News after a full decade. It's pretty wild. He took over for Brian Williams, who said that, you know, he went over there and won the Iraq War or whatever Brian Williams said. But he'll shift to Dateline at the beginning of the summer. No word on his replacement, but I'm thinking Heather Lee could probably do it. And then couple of notable passings. The great Roberta Flack died yesterday.
Drumming my bed with his fingers.
That's like butter right there.
Singing my life.
That, of course, her most notable song.
Killing me softly with his song.
Or if you're Heather Lee, your favorite song of hers is First Time I Ever Saw Your Face. Immediately come, but that's okay. Also, want to mention the Secret Service agent who leapt onto JFK's car during the assassination in 63. Clint Hill passing away at his home at the age of 93. He's famous in the Zapruder film for right after. He's the one that jumps on the back right there. He said he never got over that, even though he did become assistant director of the Secret Service, retired early at the age of 43 from all that. But Clint Hill passing away at the age of 93.
Good ride. So Elon Musk showed off his 4-year-old son in the Oval Office a few weeks back. Now, this is the one that they call X. And his third baby mama is not pleased. Grime has slammed her former love on social media, saying that she'd like people to stop posting photos of her child everywhere. Fame is something that should require consent and would really appreciate all that. Meanwhile, the singer, not happy with Elon, even asking him to respond to a medical crisis with one of their babies in a public forum. It's almost like you should think before you have a child with someone who loves that much attention.
Yeah, that's not the only fallout, evidently, from little X going in there to the Oval Office. I did look this up. I saw it, and then it's one of those stories you're like, come on. And then you verify it. And yes, we do verify our sources around here. Trump is sending out the Resolute desk to be refurbished. Like the desk in the Oval. because reportedly Elon's kiddo was mining for some gold and then placed it there.
No.
I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but
yeah,
this is breaking news that affects our country.
There's been a lot of little kids in the Oval Office. That's not the first booger that desk has seen.
She said the word. Oh, in a recent ranking of the top comedies that are funny start to finish, not just funny moments in it, but start to finish. It's a weird list. It has Eurovision Song Contest on there, which I am a fan of.
Oh, you'd love that one.
The Weird Al Yankovic story. But Airplane came in at number one.
Aww. Number one!
Yeah, yeah.
You feel
yeah,
a special spot on the pride. List.
I don't know. I love that movie, but there aren't many things funny about the airline industry currently right now. So I would steer clear of that one right there. For me.
So it's really too bad that Valentine's Day has already passed, KB. That would be because I think I found your perfect gift.
Yeah.
And I would have passed it on to the girlfriends. But the Slim Jim outfit that Randy Macho Man Savage wore in the ring, it went up for auction.
The red and yellow one?
Uh-huh. It was a good look. Sold for $45,000.
I don't think the Dave Ramsey course would approve a purchase such as that, unfortunately.
So, even a little bit. But you would have a lot of disposable income when you're done.
Ooh, yeah. Cream of the crop. A couple of sports notes today. Tarleton State baseball will take on TCU today. That should be fun for everybody. Not so fun tonight will be for the first time they face off post-Luka trade. Luka, Doncic, and the Lakers playing host tonight out there in L.A. to our little Dallas Mavericks. This would be cathartic, but it's just going to be sick. He's going to drop like 50 points tonight. Watch. And then finally, Dolly Parton has a new collaboration, and it is with... How big are the Wiggles in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Did you let them infiltrate?
So,
you know, as a parent, you have a choice.
They're not in a power rotation, as they say in the radio industry anymore.
Yeah, but they're up there.
Oh, my gosh. My son loved them so much when he was like 3 and 4. He would wake up in the middle of the night and just start singing, Do the Propeller.
Well, there's a new one right here. It's the Wiggles getting together with Dolly Parton for a collaboration to help you count to five.
Jumping out of bed on the toys, you're tripping. Got yourself a bottle with milk.
Which should help us in the Tuesday top 10, at least half of it today. So,
Dolly's always here to help.
But yeah, this is a collaboration that is out. You can actually get a lot on their Wiggles YouTube channel and enjoy.
Counting 1, 2, 5.
Right. So, there you go. It is the first time, by the way, the collaboration of Dolly Parton and the word wiggle were used without being followed
by
a giggle.
Enough.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
I giggle.
KFM.